Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Kirby Farrell. Batting third. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Humphries. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bobby Wilkins. Batting second. The left fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Joe Burns. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Pruitt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Christopher. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Russ Christopher. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Farrell for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Schalk reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Estilella reaches second base with a double. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a line drive into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive towards short. Michaels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up towards first. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels misplays the ball. That's an error on Michaels. Jim Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses throws the ball into Farrell, who tags Pruitt trying to return to first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burns. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. One out. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher strikes out. One out. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilkins. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Shock applying the tag. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Christopher covering, for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0 for 1 in the game. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Hockett moves to second. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cuccinello for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Estilella hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell bunts towards first. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first, with Shock covering, for the out. Siebert moves to second. One out. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett, who is chasing the ball. Burns reaches third base with a triple. Siebert scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jim Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Michaels. The throw from Pruitt and he is safe. Michaels steals second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 0-for-1 in the game. Humphries strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher hits a pop-up towards first. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilkins hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burns, who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses scores. One out. It's 2-1, Athletics. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0-for-2 in the game. Kurtwright takes first base on ball 4. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kurtwright. The throw from Pruitt and he is safe. Kurtwright steals second. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-2 in the game. Cuccinello strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Siebert hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kurt Wright. Siebert reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farrell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pruitt. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Schalk applying the tag. Two outs. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. Christopher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 0-for-2 in the game. Humphries is called out on strikes. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to third. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Moses scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilkins is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosenthal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses who is chasing the ball. Rosenthal reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Estilella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosenthal scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Estilella moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Estilella scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Athletics. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Siebert moves to second. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-3 in the game. Cuccinello hits a line drive towards short. Wilkins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-3 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.